smile. 1, 2, 3, click. Got it. Oh, that is an awesome picture. Look at your pouty lips. Here, come take a look. Pouting lips have long been popular in photography. Given the rise of digital cameras, particularly on cell phones, people posing with pouting lips has quickly become a trope. Young girls to middle-aged women are quick to strike this pose, given the reality that digital pictures make global rounds on various online networks. I, along with others, fear that far too many women are sending a message that is easily misinterpreted, especially among internet trolls. But that's a topic for another day. Greetings, I'm Tom, and this Public Scholarship Postcard podcast will look at lips and pop culture. Our quick trip across time will make mention of the super celebrity Marilyn Monroe, America's great pop artist, Andy Warhol, legends in the music industry, the Rolling Stones, the cult classic movie, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and a couple of examples of everyday mixed media. The world lost Norma Jean Mortensen, better known as Marilyn Monroe, in 1962. 10 years later, Sir Elton John and Bernie Taupin wrote, "Her candle burned out long before her legend ever did." That has proven true on several accounts. For one, Marilyn's legendary lips live on as an immortal work of art at one of the Smithsonian Museums in Washington, D.C. Thanks to Hollywood producers Hugh Hefner and Andy Warhol, Marilyn Monroe is often remembered for having one of the world's most famous pair of lips. Andy Warhol painted images of Marilyn many times. He experimented with various colors to emphasize her lips. It was in 1962 when he put his pencil on canvas to create what is the now famous repetition that is simply titled Marilyn Monroe's Lips. This piece has been widely reproduced in posters, stickers, t-shirts, beverage coasters, and even appetizer dishes that feature Marilyn's red pouty lips. Warhol carried over the lips motif with his work in the music industry. Lips proved prominent in his projects with the Velvet Underground, Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin, and another set of celebrity lips that are nearly as famous as Marilyn's, Mick Jagger's. It was in 1969 when the English artist John Pasch produced the illustrious Tongue and Lip Design logo, which first appeared on the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers album. Pasch continued to work with the Stones for about 5 years. When discussing the famous logo, he said that face to face with Mick Jagger, the first thing that you are aware of were the size of his lips and his mouth. It's true. Jagger has a lot going on, a lot more than just his dance moves. As noted above, Andy Warhol worked with the Stones and Jagger on several projects. Many of them were focusing on the front man's attention-grabbing lips. Now on to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And a side note, but yet not a spoiler, if you have never seen the Rocky Horror movie, it is best to watch this with a group of folks, not alone. And you should be with a group of people who have seen it before and they are familiar with the crowd interaction. It's in a setting like that that the movie begins and the audience says, "A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, God said, 'Let there be lips!' And there were. And they were good." And then the film starts, with the screen fading to black, and an oversized pair of female lips appear. However, they're oddly synced with a male voice. Here's another side note that establishes the reoccurring androgynous theme that is threaded throughout the film. The opening scene and the theme song, science fiction double feature, consist of a pair of lips from actress Patricia Quinn. She also appears in the film as Magenta. But the voice you hear is that of actor Richard O'Brien, who's also the creator of Rocky Horror. Quinn's lips appear on the screen for less than 5 minutes, but that's enough to have an international market for the perfect Rocky Horror lips. If you do a quick internet search, you'll find that there are numerous sites where there are sellers around the world who offer thousands of unique Rocky Horror lips in just about every form imaginable. Even though she didn't actually sing the opening song, Patricia Quinn reported that she was grateful for the opportunity since she ended up having, arguably, the most famous lips in cinema history. Here are a couple other fun facts related to Rocky Horror. Mick Jagger was interested in playing the role of Frank in Rocky Horror. That was the role that was played by Tim Curry. And in 2008, the tongue and lip design was voted the greatest band logo of all time in an online poll. You know, if you think about it for a moment, most of you have seen lips in jewelry, tattoos, art, furniture, and more. I recently saw the musical The Producers, and it had a lips throw pillar that was prominently used in the set. Make no mistake, Marilyn, Jagger, Warhol, and the lips of the Rocky Horror Picture Show all intended to provoke a notion of sensuality, and each of these examples are dripping in sexuality. Thanks for listening to this episode of Public Scholarship Podcast. I'm Tom Laporte, and I hope you'll join us again. Until then, goodbye.